Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this audio webcast interview on Mayr Melnhof Group interim results for the first three quarters of 2019 with the company's CEO, Dr. William Hermannseder. Since Dr. Hermannseder had a slight indisposition with his voice in the time of this recording, I would kindly ask you for your understanding. Mr. Hermannseder, having just reported the third quarter, what is your summary on the MM Group's development so far this year?
With a very good third quarter, our group stayed well ahead of last year's three quarters in both earnings and sales. Each division contributed significantly to this increase and demonstrated a sound capacity utilization within an overall muted market. While the cartonboard division benefited from firm average sales prices and cost reductions, earnings growth at MM Packaging mainly resulted from the first-time inclusion of TAN Group.
Looking into the third quarter, the packaging division's margin went up to more than 10%. What were the reasons, and do you think that this level is sustainable?
The Q3 improvement in packaging was mainly due to higher sales and volume, as well as cost savings. To hold up parameters in this direction will stay quite a challenge, but also our target.
At cartonboard, Q3 results continued in the superior range of the previous quarters this year, touching again an operating margin of 11%. How was this possible, and where do you see further development?
In the cartonboard division, we follow a selective sales policy, heading for both disciplined pricing as well as volume, supported by constant development of attractive new products, which account currently for about a quarter of our volume. On the other hand, total direct costs were down compared to last year. Looking ahead, there are more headwinds to come on prices and volume, for which I believe we are well prepared.
Covering shortly the development on the fiber markets, where do you think prices are heading there?
Concerning recovered paper, we have seen a gradual price decline for the mixed household collection, our main grade, throughout the past few quarters and expect more of flattening out. While for pulp, which is just a smaller fraction of our fiber purchase and where we are spot buyers, prices have fallen from a high level at the beginning of the year and the trend seems not over yet.
Watching out on CapEx, you report an almost 25% increase compared to last year. Could you please comment on this and your longer-term planning?
The smaller part of this increase is acquisition-related. The larger share is part of a series of projects to further step up performance of our plants and products while decreasing cost and preparing for more internal growth. Our long-term policy remains unchanged, with CapEx amounting to about 50% of cash earnings and the development in line with depreciation.
Following the acquisition of TAN Group at the beginning of this year, which was your largest company purchase so far, how is integration proceeding and what are your aspirations in this specialty market?
To put it short, we are happy with the TAN acquisition. Integration has been running smoothly and swiftly, unlocking synergies through operational excellence as well as on the market. The way forward, we will concentrate on further efficiency gains, innovation, and cross-selling of packaging and tipping paper to grow our market share, in close attachment to our customers and oriented to future regions, ex-Europe and the Americas.
Looking into the media, politics and supermarket shelf, sustainable packaging seems to be more sought after than ever. Where do you see current and future opportunities for the MM Group from this development?
In the first instance, I shall strongly underline that we have already for long been holding an excellent set of cards in our hands at the MM Group, covering sustainability from all its aspects, the economic, the environmental, and good responsible world citizenship, with circular economy being at the core of our business activity, producing packaging products from a renewable fiber base that can be 100% recycled. Certainly, we engage highly with customers and the supply chain in these days on possibilities of promoting the favorable environmental footprint of carton solutions. And our increasing set of products offering higher functionality and a natural appeal to customers is well received by the market. Immediate effects on the company I see mainly from quick wins through possible fast changes in packaging and the confirmation of our competitive position. However, in order to assess tangible results, I believe we still need 1 or 2 years to go.
Finally, turning to your outlook statement, you're addressing slowing demand dynamics towards year-end. How shall we feel about this and the effects on forthcoming results?
Customers continue to plan and call off quite short-term, and the supply chain will be kept slim and narrow towards year-end with the usual decrease in ordering activity. Along with the competitive environment, this creates a momentum where it will be quite challenging to head on with the so far attained high earnings level throughout the fourth quarter. Nevertheless, the positive prospects for 2019 for full year results and the dividend are fully intact.
Mr. Hermannsiedler, thank you very much for this interview.
Versteht mich?